Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich. And today, we talk about boxing. Okay, guys. Thank you again. Thank you again for listening to the Slick Talk Show. Okay. I'm sure everybody hear that. Everybody hear, the big story out there is, Mike Tyson is fighting Roy Jones on the 12th of September. Now, I had my take on that a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, after the 15-second of Tyson, 15-second, training that he put out there on social media. And I thought to myself, I was like, I mean, who want to go and fight Mike Tyson, to be honest with you? The boy, I mean, that man look fast. He look, his reflex are so good. I mean, he's punching hard. I mean, just for 5, 6, 7, 10 seconds there, I just thought, okay, I just can't see who want to go and fight against that guy right now. Do you know what I mean? He's 54 years old. Roy Jones is 51. They're talking about doing a charity. Now, they don't care about what they call exhibition. Now, somebody need to call me and explain how do we do boxing or how do we do some sort of exhibition in boxing. I just don't know how you do that. I just don't know how light punch you need to give, there and there just so that we call an exhibition. I just don't know. Because somebody like Mike Tyson, he doesn't know how to spell exhibition. He doesn't know that word about exhibition. When he will step on that ring, it will hurt and punish that Roy Jones. Now, I check the data. Let me tell you, I check a little bit more about Roy Jones. The biggest title he had, that was a WBA, heavyweight champ. He was a WBA heavyweight champ. That was probably the biggest title he had. He was a great fighter back in the days, obviously. But I'm not going to waste my time here, guys, to give you a career stat for Mike Tyson or Roy Jones, to be honest. I mean, one is 54, one is 51. We know exactly what Mike Tyson used to be back in the days. And you roughly know about Roy Jones, but not as much as Mike Tyson. We all know what's going on here. What's going on here right now. What's going on is people are just bored. People are looking for a story. And the story is, people love great stories, especially the media. They love great story, right? They're looking for right here, right now is, okay, Mike Tyson is back. Let me tell you something. On Friday, I hear Mike Tyson talking, right, to the ESPN. And you can tell, he's not just talking about charity. He's trying to come back. He's trying to come back as a legitimate fighter, to go out there and start making money as a boxer. But the guy is 54 years old. Okay, now that Roy Jones, I just don't know. I don't know how he managed to sign that contract. Who talked to him? Did you talk to your family about that? Because let me tell you something. If I'm his son, I'll tell him, look, daddy, I watched that Mike Tyson fighting before, and I watched that 5-second clip that he showed on social media. I don't want you to fight that dude. Please, I want you to stay with me here and stay safe because of COVID-19. That's what I would tell him if I was his son. I'm talking about Roy Jones there. Because Mike Tyson, I don't know. I think the charity things that people are putting out there is just to, just to make people close, just forget about what's going on behind the scene there. Because as far as I'm concerned, nobody's talking exactly what type of charity they're trying to do here. There's so many charity that you can do if you want to raise money. You can play basketball, and most people play golf. All those celebrity, all those superstar, everybody who's in retirement now, they do a lot of charity when it comes to golf. You get people in, you get a couple of millionaire, they put some money there, and then you put it out there, obviously, for the community that you're trying to fight for. But right now, really, the charity, I think, it's just a pretext, to be honest, just to get Mike Tyson back there on that light. And think about that. Remember, the date they're using for is the 12th of September. Now, the 12th of September, that's a pretty good day because, it is really not much going on that particular week in terms of sport. So I think the NBA will still be there. We talk about deep in playoff. Football side back here in the UK will be over by the 27th of July. So really, people will be starving to see something on TV. And I think using the 12th of September is clever, because you're definitely going to get people tune in. Like, try to watch Mike Tyson. Now, I don't think people would watch that fight just to see how, you know, how that exhibition would turn out. No, people are trying to see if Mike Tyson will be the Mike Tyson that we used to see back in the days. That's exactly what people are looking for. And he knows, he understands that's exactly people are looking for to see. So my question is, why Roy Jones signed that contract? I just don't know. I mean, the talk before that, a couple of weeks back or months, was Holyfield. Now, Holyfield understand that that man, Mike Tyson, bite off his ear before. He understand that this time he was going to eat that. He was going to eat that. That's the reason why Holyfield turned down, you know, whatever contract they put on the table there. Trust me. I mean, this is what people are looking. If Mike Tyson really was going out there, I was looking forward to see Mike Tyson against Holyfield. That Mike Tyson against Roy Jones, let me tell you something, people. I'm not really excited about that because there's only one way straight right here. It's one way straight. And people are talking about exhibition. What does that mean? Can somebody call me? Can somebody call me and explain what exhibition means here in boxing, please? I just don't know. I understand what that means when you play golf. I understand what that means when you play basketball and you hold. I just don't know. How do you do exhibition while you're boxing? I mean, somebody's trying to come and hurt you. What are you going to do? Are you going to laugh about that? Are you going to, you know, you're going to have to punch. You're going to have to hurt somebody. This is fight. That's what I'm talking about. There's no such a thing as exhibition when talk to fight. There's no such a thing as that. What's happening right here, people, the media, you know, are trying to get back. Try to get Mike Tyson back again, you know, into the fighting mode. And as far as I'm concerned right now, it looks like a one-way street. And really, it's basically like, you talk about exhibition, it's basically like you guys telling me, okay, Richard, please, I want you to go to Nando. I want you to order some chicken because I love my nice, you know, spicy peri-peri chicken and all that, right? But I don't want you to go full on that chicken. Look, guys, I don't care who you are. When I get to Nando and I order my chips and my chicken, I want to eat that full on. I don't care who's watching. I go all the way through the bones and all that. That's the way it is. So for me, Mike Tyson going to that fight is going to have to give 110%. This is how those people are. I mean, you look at Mike Tyson, you know, look at his eyes. Check the guy on TV. I'm telling you again, last time, that's exactly what I was talking about. Go and check that 5 seconds. Does that look to you like an exhibition fight that's going to happen? No, I don't think so. I think somebody's going to get hurt. And the only person who's going to get hurt is Roy Jones. Now, I've got my theory here. I've been talking to some friends, you know, for the past few days, obviously, after that announcement. And this is what I'm saying. This is the first time you guys are listening to that right here on the Slick Talk Show. Let me tell you something. I believe that Roy Jones will cancel off that fight before the 12th of September. It will make sense. It will have his sense a couple of days before that fight because as 15-year-old, he will understand that, God, is it worth it for me to go and lose my life over there against that dude? Or should I just stay home and spend some time with my family because of COVID-19? I'm telling you right now, that fight is not going to happen. That's just on me. That's just me. This is too easy for Mike Tyson. I mean, Roy Jones, really? I was looking forward to you know, Holyfield, something like that, something exciting. Roy Jones. I mean, you look, I checked the guy. I didn't even know if there was Roy Jones fighter, to be honest. And I'm not a big, I watch big fight, obviously, but I was looking at this personality. You look at Roy Jones, you look at Mike Tyson, and you're like, oh God, this is just a freeway, man. That's going to be so easy for Mike Tyson. And I don't know if Roy Jones was drunk. I don't know if he had a gun on his head when he signed that contract. But that doesn't look right to me. That doesn't look right to me, to be honest with you, because if you have all your sense, you do not sign that contract, especially when somebody like Holyfield declined to fight Mike Tyson. Now, we all know Holyfield is a different beast when it comes to fight. You know, everybody was looking forward to see that. But for him to turn down that fight, and I heard that it was good money, he said no. Because he understand that man right there is going, he's trying to do something big. He's trying to get back into the boxing world. But This is just crazy. This is just crazy, and I just don't understand. I just don't understand what people are talking about exhibition. I mean, the only exhibition that was going to be creditable for me was him going to, you know, play golf or do some basketball. But I mean, the charity. I mean, nobody's talking about a charity right now. I'm looking for more details about that charity. Is it a charity for black people? Is it a charity? I mean, what type of charity it is anyway? You know, nobody's talking about that. I think that charity has been put out there, you know, just to protect or cover exactly the idea behind of Mike Tyson trying to get back into the boxing world. But I tell you right now, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't believe that will happen because I believe Roy Jones will call that off. And there's a different way to call that off. I don't think he'll come out and say, okay, I don't want to fight Mike Tyson. I don't think he'll do that. I think he'll come out and say, and during my training camp, something like that, he'll say, oh, I broke my hand, so I can't fight. You know, he will come up with a story. He will come up with a story. And this is what fighters usually do. And to be honest, he's 51 years old. I'm 51 years old. If you decide that, look, I don't want to do that, I'll be okay with that, okay? I'm not going to come up here and say, oh, why Roy Jones did not go ahead with the fight? No, I'm not going to do that. He's 51 years old. You're supposed to stay at home. You're supposed to go in your back garden. You're supposed to water your plant. You know, you're supposed to do some DIY at home. You know, if you have kids or grandkids, you're supposed to look after them, help your kids, you know, with the nursery and all that. That's what you're supposed to do at that age right now. But not to get through, not to go through some pain and pain and what are pain and anything like that can put you down or put you into hospital. You don't need that at that age, honestly. You need to enjoy your life at the age of 54, 51. But Mike Tyson right now is definitely looking for something. I don't know what he's looking for, but what I can see right there is looking forward to get back into boxing. And it's funny because there's been report out there, you know, especially for the commissioner of the boxing, and this is what they're saying: in this match the referee will have the authority to stop the fight if he stay outside the boundary of a competition boxing exhibition. Now, I just don't know what that means, you know what I mean? So you're gonna get a referee there right in the middle, just making sure that people fight, but people, they don't fight as hard as possible because that's an exhibition. I just don't know if that's gonna happen, to be honest, because Mike Tyson is like a Ferrari. When you get him on the road, he just want to go over 100, you know what I mean? Those guys, this is how they built. When they do whatever they loved, that was this passion. They want to do it properly. And what I mean by that properly, they want to go full on, you know, punching hard, trying to knock you out, try to hurt you, you know, try to make you feel small. This is how those people are. You know, it's difficult. I can't see how a fighter like Mike Tyson, you're going to go on his changing room and say, okay, Mike Tyson, this is the chat here. Mike Tyson, please, this is an exhibition. I don't want you to fight so hard. Just throw a couple of punches. Be cool. Be calm. If you feel the guy is bubbling a little bit, just stay back. Let the guy go and then start over again. No, Mike Tyson will tell you to jog on, because this is how he want to make his money. He want to make his mark. He want to make his mark in the world right now. And the only way to do that, he need to show us is the Mike Tyson from back in the days. And again, I told you, Roy Jones will call off that fight. I just don't think he will go through that fight on 12 September. He will come up with an excuse so that he can cancel. Because I told you, if I was his son, I would tell him, Daddy, please do not go there because I want to see you the next day. That's exactly what I would tell him. There's no point. Are you looking for money? What is it? You know, if you want to do charity, go and play golf. Go and play basketball. We don't need to see that, okay? But Mike Tyson right now is looking to hurt somebody. I just don't know why, but he's looking to hurt somebody. And I don't think Roy Jones is ready for that. He's not ready for that type of pressure. So for me, why do you want to go through that type of pain? Why? For charity? Really? For charity, You want to get my eyes open. You want to get me a pain on my ribs. You want me to get on the floor in front of my family, you know, at the age of 51, you know, potentially I might go to the hospital, you know, and stay on some sort of induced coma. Anything can happen, guys. You know, somebody, I mean, you can punch somebody in the head and that's it, it's gone. You know, I know that's charity, but I just don't know. I just don't understand that. So I'm looking at Mike Tyson. I checked the video. I mean, you can see. I mean, the 5 or 10 second video they put out there on social media is crazy. The speed, the footwork, you know, the reflex. I mean, it seems, I mean, at the age of 54, everything seems to be there. Everything seems, okay, I give you that. That's five or, you know, that's about 5 or 6 second video. But, I mean, just those 5, 6 second video, if somebody put that type of pressure in your body, those 5 or 6 second, you going to the hospital. You going to the hospital. Those 5, 6 seconds right there. Look at, go back and check that YouTube or whatever, you know, whatever social media they put out there, you know, of Mike Tyson fighting. Those 5 or 6 seconds sparring. If he actually put that down to somebody, you going to the hospital. I'm telling you people, this is painful. That will be painful. That will be painful. His footwork, his speed, and you know, reflex, you know, the power. I mean, everything is there. And let me tell you something. We all know. We've seen Mike Tyson. When things do not go his way, what does he do? He bite off his ear. Sometimes chew it, eat it, everything. This is the reason why, you know, Evander Holyfield declined that fight. So, let's figure out what's going to happen on 12 September. But I tell you right now, you heard that for the first time on the Steak Talk Show. Roy Jones will make a call a couple of days before the fight and call off that and make an excuse because he understand he's not going to make it fighting Mike Tyson. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening to the Steak Talk Show. Hopefully, you know, catch up again tomorrow and, you know, stay safe. Thank you very much. Bye.